Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the air. And I guarantee you, I'm going to put you on the air. All right? Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, whether you're buying or selling a home, call me and my team, and I will help you get where you want to be, whether you're selling or buying, or you know someone who's selling or wants to buy. Give me a call. Put us in touch. I'll grab their hands, and I'll take care of them from start to finish. All right? My number is 678-549-0274. That's 678-549-0274. And you can also send me an email at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. As well as you guys who are online listening to the show, you can press the button there that says follow the show, and that will keep you in touch with the show. You can also send me emails or notifications through the show, my show page. Okay? And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, before I get started, okay, I wanted to do this show today because a lot of my younger listeners asking me a lot of questions about this topic. But before I get into it, I know a lot of you, like myself, played the Powerball last night. And I played the Powerball last night. And I know that a lot of you guys did. Maybe you didn't. But something tricky going on with that Powerball. Something tricky going on. Because they didn't pull the winning numbers until this morning. They didn't pull them until this morning. Now, I'll give you the winning numbers. And you know, see what happens there. I don't know if anyone won. I don't know any of that information. All I know is that at 8 o'clock this morning, they had not pulled the Powerball. Okay? Here are the numbers. The numbers were 10, 33, 41, 47, 56. And then the Powerball was 10. Okay? And I'll tell you guys again. The numbers were 10, 33, 41, 47, 56, and the Powerball was 10. All right? So, again, if you had any combination of that or whatever, congratulations. I don't know if anybody won. I don't know where to win. The winning ticket may have been sold. None of that stuff. Because It was just now pulled, right? There's some trickery going on with that. But anyway, regardless of that, we can't do anything about it, I guess, and we must move on. Okay? Let's see. Before I get into the show as well, one of my high school classmates, John Parham, I don't know if any of you know that name, passed away not long ago, maybe a week ago, and my condolences to he and his family. Another one of our not my classmate, but definitely went to my high school, was Mr. David Brown. He graduated a year ahead of me, but he also passed away on October 27th, okay? And you know, I don't know, guys. I know we have no control over it. We have no say-so in when we go home. We say we had none of that. But it's going to happen. Eventually, whether it's you, me, or our friends, whatever, it's going to happen, okay? Sad, range of emotions go through your head, and it's tough for a lot of people, okay? A lot of people to get through this. It is what it is, and that's the way it works. Okay, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, again, the Powerball numbers, 10, 33, 41, 47, and 56, and then the Powerball number was 10. All right, now, today's show is titled, Should a Woman and a Man Live Together Before Getting Married? You say that again. Should a woman and a man live together before getting married? And again, I had a lot of feedback from, I just got out of bed, but anyway, had a lot of feedback from a lot of people A lot of the younger, my younger Generation Z people saying that, asking about marriage or if I lived together with my wife before getting married. And the answer is yes. We lived together before getting married. Yeah, Frank, why did you do that? It wasn't a popular decision amongst her parents, but it was a popular decision as far as my mom goes. My dad was already my dad was here, but my dad, you know, kind of never been in my life until old age. But we decided to live together because of my mom. My mom thought that I should live with this young lady that I'm planning on marrying. And a lot of people say, Frank, what if you planning on marrying again? Oh, what's the big deal? You know, you planning on marrying? Well, you know, the big deal is you need to find out. Okay, you need to find out about people. Not only women, but women need to find out about men before getting married. And you will, because you when you think about it, there's, you know, y'all really may not like each other after living together. You know, people can be friends and have a lot of fun and do things. But as soon as they start to get together and live together and start commingling funds and, you can have people over, they can have people over, but that's not going to fly around here, you know. And so here's the deal. If you have a woman or a significant other that you guys move in together. Let's put it hypothetically. You guys move in together before getting married. Okay? No. Let's do this. You guys live together after getting married. After you get married, you find an apartment or house or whatever and move in together. And now you're married and you know, here now you got to start commingling funds. You have to start making decisions together. You start doing things together that you didn't do before because you didn't actually live together. No, you had to go pick her up from her apartment or her mom and dad's house or whatever and go out together, and things aren't the same. So you get married, and now you find you a place to stay, and you're living together. And now, tonight or on a Friday night, your guy comes to you and he says, "Hey, babe, I'm gonna go out with a couple of friends to the club tonight, and don't wait up for me. I'll probably be pretty late coming in tonight." But I'll be home. I'll see you when I get back. Or vice versa. She says, "Hey, I'm going out with my girls tonight. You know, we're going to the club. You know, that's what we do and this and that. And don't wait up for me. I'll be back. I'll be back later." If you're not the partying type, if you're not the club type, that's not gonna bode well with you. You're not that type. You're not the club and partying type. See, I'm not the clubbing type. I'm not the big party type. Now, I love to have fun. Don't get me wrong. I love to have fun and have a good time, but I like to do it within the maybe the privacy of my own home, or maybe hang out at someone else's house, and we having drinks and having fun. But everybody doesn't like to do that, okay? Or everyone doesn't do that. So the reason I say that you should live together before getting married is as simple as that. Once you live together and find out, hey, he going to be the clubbing type, man, this ain't going to work. You could come in at 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning and you know, this not going to work. I'm sitting here from 8:30, 9 o'clock at night until 2:30 in the morning wondering where you are, what you're doing, what's happening, right? Or vice versa. He's sitting there and from 8:30 at night to 2:30 in the morning thinking, wondering what's going on with my girl, what's happening with her, what's she doing, all this stuff. And that wears on you. That wears on you. And then they come in and they, you know, smelling a certain way or been doing something, and you're like, get your ass in the shower. Don't get in the bed smelling like that. Yeah, yeah. I say, hey, I ain't getting in the shower. I'm asleep in the other room. Now you're laying in bed thinking, damn, this is crazy. I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with him going to the club every Thursday, every Friday night, every Saturday night. I'm not going to deal with this. Well, I'm not going to deal with her going to the club every Thursday, every Friday night, every Saturday night. I'm not going to deal with this. No telling what she's doing out there with some guy and this and that. Your mind races. Your mind goes to everything. Right? And the only way that marriage is going to work for you or anyone out there is that you guys have to be on the same page about the same stuff. You have to be compatible in that way. You like to do the same things. See, when I got married, I told my wife, I was like, I'm a fisherman. I'm gonna go fishing here and there. And if you want to be with me, you can go fishing with me, and I'll teach you how to fish. We'll have a good time. We'll see where it goes. And that's what happened, because she was willing to do that and be with me than not to do that, okay? And as it turns out, she loved fishing. I love fishing. And I had a couple of boats and different things like that, and we used to fish at night, and we used to catch fish, and we had fun. Maybe not something that you do or you like to do, but there is something out there that you do or you like to do all the time. Okay, I don't get a chance to fish as much as I used to now, but I still love it, right? I still love it. So for me, I say you need to live together, understand each other, kind of commingle funds, figure out how we're going to pay the bills and all this stuff together, and figure out how the car note going to get paid, insurance, all this stuff. And you start to understand, and you start to live together and do things together and have fun together. That's what makes a marriage works. Okay? So when other things kind of creep in the relationship, then you can handle them, I believe. You can handle them better because you're in love with the things you do. You're in love with that person and the things that you guys do together. And that's what makes marriage work. Hey, guys, what say you? I have a caller from the 609 area code, first three digits of 977. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this, and where you calling from?
Hey, what's the deal, Frank? This is hard. Hope your family doing okay. Happy holidays to y'all coming up. And I totally agree, and I did that. You know, not to sound raunchy or anything, but you know, that is my MO. But you know, you got to try it out like it's a car. But you know, you got to see what you like.
You gotta see
if you like, cause you know the bedroom ain't on point. You know, you ain't gonna last past 2 or 3 days. But
yeah.
But on a serious note, you know I'm in as you are in the 30 year plus club. So you know, I'm glad I. You know, I tried it out, stuck with it. You know, it's you know, this day and age, this generation. But I feel sorry for them. But you know, one of the things that, you know, the I hate to say it, but the female part of it, you know, these young women, they really don't even know how to cook. So these brothers, they either don't know how to cook, or you gonna be going out to eat all the time. But I feel sorry for
them. Yeah. That's,
you know,
that's,
I know
that
some
is,
young ladies.
Yeah.
I know some young ladies, they I'd be like, do you know how to do this, that, and other? They'd be like, nah, can you send me the recipe? Okay, wait a minute. Don't you have a mama? You know,
yeah.
My services ain't free.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things of being, how to, you know, I mean, well, you know, I ain't no woman, but, you know, that is the same for a man that it is for a woman. But, you know, you got to be taught how to be a woman. So,
yeah.
You know, and if you ain't, you know, some people don't have that luxury, unfortunately, but I'm sure they got us.
Right.
To tell them how to be a woman.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. Right.
That's all I got to say.
All right, Hard. I appreciate you calling, buddy. Keep listening, man. Tell Tracy we said hello.
All right. Y'all do say.
All right, buddy. I have another caller from the 602 area code. The first three digits are 478. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm calling from sunny Mesa, Arizona. Good morning. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, Pastor. How you doing? Good morning to you.
I'm loving your commentary. I want to salute you and shout out to all the winning team members I'm texting, because this is some deep topic. Where I come from, just to give you a little side note, I grew up in a two-parent household, and when you got to watch your father leaving for Christmas to go make sure the radio station's still on, it's a lot of things that come about, but you got to make the relationship work. And the relationship can't work without communication. So I think that's a really big prime element of it. When you live with somebody, you got to be able to talk to them, you got to be able to make plans and follow through on those plans. So I think the communication is a real big key to having a good relationship.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's actually you know, that sits right up there close to number one is communication. You have to be able to communicate. If you can't communicate with each other, you know, it's going to be disaster for sure.
Amen. I love your show, bro. I'm texting like crazy and telling everybody come on in and what a fine. So I'll be here. I'll be on the whole show. Thank you,
okay,
brother.
Okay, buddy. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Again, guys, it's so many people who are in a relationship and, you know, trying to make it work, okay? And that's something else. You know, some people get into relationships and have the first sign of a struggle or a problem is you know, they ready to bail, they ready to jump ship. But to be honest with you, and someone told me this a long time ago. He said, Frank, you know, you got a rubber band sitting right here. And you can stretch that rubber band. Sometimes you stretch that rubber band so far, it'll break on you. It'll break, it'll pop, and it'll snap back and pop you on the hand or pop you in the face, whatever. And it hurts. It hurts. Okay? Now remember that. Remember that little bit right there. You stretch the rubber band too far, it breaks. It'll pop on you, and it'll snap against your skin, excuse me, and it'll stick you like a needle. It'll pop in your face, and you'll be like, ah, man. But you can stretch a rubber band and not make it break, but it'll never go back to that same size before you stretched it. Okay? So stretching yourself and being able to, you know, compromise with your significant other, you know, listening to your significant other, that may stretch you. Okay? That may be a stretch for you. It's a stretch for a lot of people. But again, stretching that rubber band out means that it'll never be the same again. You out and help you to think better and have a better life, and you learn from it and grow forward, man, that's it right there. That's what it's all about. And you learn from this stuff, and you try not to make that mistake again, right? If it's something that's gonna stretch your marriage or your relationship. It happens all the time. And let me tell you something, if you're thinking it's all peaches and cream, marriage is not all peaches and cream. Living together is not peaches and cream. You may love each other, yada yada, do this and that together and hang out. I love her so much. But when y'all live together and some of her mood swings come out, or some of his mood swings come out, or whatever, then, man, whew, it's a problem. But if you deal with it, it's a problem that you may be able to fix. Or if you can't fix it now, you haven't made that big jump of getting into marriage, and now you got to go through a divorce, and you got to go through all this rigmarole for breaking up and all this stuff. Whereas if you were just living together before marriage, and now you found out that, hey, she's not the one, or he's not the one that I can't live with him or her. Then you just say, hey, you just break the lease on the apartment or whatever, and you go on about your way. No big deal. But that's the way that I feel about it, and that's what I think that should happen with these young kids today. Now, I have another caller from the 404 area code, the first three digits of 863. Caller, you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What the hell going on, son?
What's going on?
Amen, man.
Talk to me.
Now I'm broke so many rubber bands, man. They got a shortage on rubber, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's what they're doing now. You test driving. Before you buy that automobile, you got test driving. But I don't endorse it. I mean, to each is his own. You know, but like you say, you got to pull together. You got to make things work. You got to be on the same page, man. You know, once you get in that relationship and you start putting it against each other, you put a big strain on everything, man. And the number one thing is finance. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That, that destroyed any relationship.
And you know, I should do a show about finances, because that was another thing I talked to some young people about, is that you know they were like, I'm gonna keep my money separate from her. She gonna keep hers separate from me. Well, okay, if that's the way you feel, then that's fine. But you also have to have an account that you can have together where you can put money in and pay the bills every month.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to pay the bills, dog. Now don't come to me 2 days before that bill due and say you don't have your money.
Exactly. And another crazy thing about it is, like, you got to want something. The woman got to want something as well as the man. You know, let's go out and look for a house. Well, why want us to go look for a house when we stay here for $800 a month? Really? Eventually, the damn apartments or townhouses are going to go up. Let's get out and get our own.
Right.
You know, that's the main thing. You got to want to have something.
Right. That's what make you go to work.
Exactly.
That's what make you go to work every day. I try to tell my daughter about that, and you know, her friend doesn't want to work. You know, he in and out of jobs and this and that, and then they don't understand why they don't have money. I told him, I said, man, you cannot go into a job, you cannot get a job, and then the next thing you know, you're quitting the job and you don't have another job. I said, that breaking the income right there, all that does is sit you back further.
Yeah.
You know, that sits you back further because you don't have money in the bank. If you had money in the bank, that'd be different, but you don't have money in the bank. So any breaking income, sending you back, it's not pushing your head, it's sending you back.
Yeah, and if you did have money, say you're deleting that saving.
Yeah.
Because, I know I got $2,000 in the bank. Hell, I take off. No, I'm going to look for a job next week. That don't fly, man. You want to keep that
right.
money in the bank.
Get
your ass up and go to work. You know,
get up and go to work.
It took another hangover after hanging out with you, knowing I had to get my bum and go to work, man. But the thing about it is, man, we did it. You know what you got to do, man. And that's the top priority. You know what you got to do. And you know you want things. So
right.
You know, that's,
right.
That's all I got to say, bro. And we're going to get back at you, put something together.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, man. All right.
All right. And you know, when you think about some of the things, and I appreciate everyone who called in, and when you think about doing this, or you have someone that you I gotta say this. One of the young guys at work was saying how can you have a couple of women in your life that you're dealing with at the same time? Well, you know, that's tough, but at the same time, you know, a lot of single men have three and four women in their stable, so to speak, at all times. He said, three or four women? I said, yeah, they have three or four women and they stable at all times. That's like, you know, you got the number one woman in your life. And, you know, you go out with her, you take her out for pizza, you take her out for a movie, you take her out to dinner, you go to events together, you do everything together. You take her to mom and dad's house, to the family picnics. You take go on vacation together. All this stuff. Then you got another woman in your life that you deal with on a irregular basis. What I mean by that is you deal with her on only at certain times, right? Only at certain times. You know, you deal with her only at certain times. You might you don't want to take her to mom's house because she might start something at mom's house and mom doesn't take that, or this is a girl that knows your sister, and if you take her to mom's house, your sister doesn't like her, and things might get heated, or, you know, anything like that. And then you got another girl in your stable that you know, that you can call up at any time. I don't care if it's morning, noon, or night. You can call her up at any time and say, hey, what's up, Donna? You know, what you up to? You busy? Nah, I ain't busy. What's up? I wanted to stop by and hang out with you for a little while. Okay, come on by. You know I need some Chardonnay, though. And you know, you go by and pick her up some Chardonnay or some liquor or whatever y'all gonna do. And you take off over there and you hang out with her, and next thing you know, y'all in the bed, you know, y'all sleeping together. You got one of those. A single man has one of those in his stable. So that's why I say a single man has 3 to 4 women in his stable at all times. Same thing with women. Women got the same thing. They got three to five women and men in their stable at all times. And I know a lot of people don't believe me with this, but it's true. It's true. You think about some of your friends. It may not be you, but you think about some of your friends that has, you know, a couple of three women in their lives or a couple of three men in their lives. And that's just how it is. And that's the way it's going to be. Right? Been that way for forever. But when you find that one that you, oh man, when you find that one that you got and that you want to keep, and you know if you screw up, she going to be gone, or you don't want to screw up, and you know, you can take her to mom and dad's house, you can take her to your sister or brother's house, and she like to have a good time, and y'all like to do some of the same things. Yeah, you heard that now. Y'all like to do some of the same things. You remember I said that earlier, is that you're not going to have a good relationship if y'all don't like to do the same things. It's not going to work. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. So while you're out there and you're dealing with different women or different men or whatever to figure out, if she's going to be the one, you got to like to do some of the stuff that she likes to do, and she's got to like to do some of the stuff that you like to do. That's how you're going to make it. That's how you're going to make it. And again, the caller talking about, you know, finances. If you're not going to go to work and help pay the bills, this not going to work. Quick story before I close the show. I had a friend that married, okay, and he was going to school. And his wife told him, hey, don't worry about working right now. Just get through school. I'll handle the bills. Well, that didn't last long because she got upset about him laying in the bed, when she got up in the morning and was going to work, and he's still laying in the bed snoring, and, you know, because he didn't have to get up and go to class for a while. He was like, this crap ain't going to work. And then so he ended up having to, well, they did get a divorce, but they did get back together and remarry, okay? But he ended up, you know, finishing school and you know, and getting a job. Now, real quick, caller from the 678 area code, first three digits of 698. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hey, Frank, this is Smokey from Jonesboro.
Smokey, what's up, man?
Hey, you, man. I called in on the end of this show pretty much, you know, but, just give my opinion. Yeah, you better live with that person before you marry him.
Yeah.
Because you're going to find out a whole lot of things that you wish you would have known.
That's right. You're going to find out a whole lot.
You know, and that's just, people got to realize, you know, some folk use the church stuff, you know, you're about to do this and that, you know, before you get married or whatever, but that's part of getting to know somebody. You know, you don't know them that well until you live with them. You see their everyday habits from when they get up till they go to bed. You need to know these things.
That's right. You need to know these things about them, and they need to know these things about you.
And just like you were saying about your daughter's friend who don't want to, you know, work right.
Yeah.
That's something you find out part of getting to know somebody. Know, you know, this guy not going to be going to work like he should, so I may need to move on. You know what's up? So, you know, these are things you need to know. And would really feel the situation if you stand together and then all the bills fall on you. And
yeah,
you wouldn't have known this if you hadn't moved in with them before you got married. You didn't
right.
get married a deadbeat.
Right. You're married a deadbeat. But, what my daughter made the mistake in, and I say it all the time to her, is that they not married, but she got pregnant, had a baby.
Oh yeah.
Then got pregnant again, got another baby now. Now I got two grandkids, and she not married to this dude, but they living together, and he a deadbeat.
Yeah, that's
got to
be hard though.
Yeah. Now she got. You know, you got trouble on your hands now. Got trouble on your hands. Hey, Smoke, I appreciate you calling, man. I got about a minute left in the show. I appreciate you calling, man. Stay on top. Stay with me, man. Call me back. I'll be on for the next few days.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, buddy, appreciate it. So, again, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. And, take care of yourselves. Again, guys, you know, everything we do just, you know, makes things work, right? Everything we do make things work. And, you know, as men out there, you got to figure out who that lady is.
I would give her anything if she would. no.